He took another leave from Boeing. He and Connor were now using several hundred dollars worth of heroin every day, and his salary wasn't enough. They got desperate, and in June 2011, decided somewhat impulsively to rob a bank. It was Connor who went inside. A dye pack, hidden in the cash, blew up as he left, leaving a bright red smoke trail to a getaway vehicle that someone saw him getting into. Police ran the tags and found him, holed up in a cheap motel with his dad. Both were arrested, but only Connor was charged. The police couldn't prove Hathaway had been involved. Regardless, he spent a few weeks in jail. That was the end of his career at Boeing. The company fired him for job abandonment. Hathaway moved in with his mother, Candy, who was gravely ill with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and on oxygen 24 hours a day. He became her caretaker and she his enabler. She was hoping I could get some help, but there wasn't anything she could do, he says. The two of them lived off Candy's Social Security, plus food stamps. Hathaway somehow hung on and didn't die, doing what he could to pay for his habit until 2013. That's when I started robbing banks, he says. My mom's living on Social Security, and we gotta make ends meet, so I gotta try to do my part. I think I just justified it like that. Even at his most desperate, Hathaway had a moral compass that was operational, if badly bent. Many addicts steal from houses because it's easy, but Hathaway couldn't stomach that. I don't want to make someone's life miserable just to try to make mine a little better, he says. Banks seemed okay. I figured that the money is insured and I'm not really taking it from other people, he says. Bank robbery obviously carries significant risk, not the least of which is that it tends to get the attention of the FBI. But Hathaway says he wasn't acting rashly. It's not something I just woke up and ran out and did one day, he explains. I started planning. I knew that as long as I didn't leave any fingerprints or DNA or facial recognition, that I should be able to pull this off without too many problems. One important detail, tellers don't resist. He knew this because his mom once worked in a bank and told him that she was trained to do whatever a robber asked. I knew that you could go in there and you don't have to have a weapon, he says. You don't have to hurt anybody. They're going to give you the money.